A lot changed since that night. It started the same as any other. I was walking and thinking and thinking and walking. I decided to go the back way. The streets were so crowded with bustling life. I could have been seen, so I ducked into the back alley. And there she stood, eyes sparkling, so unaware, so pure, so helpless. The guys stood around here, didn't even notice me in the alley, but they began to reach for her, their knives drawn. As she noticed them, she began to scream. But before I could do anything, they had their hands over her mouth. I thought of walking, of getting myself out of being in even more trouble. But those men, God, those men. I couldn't stand by. They were big, but dumb, slow, stupid. So I knew I'd catch them off guard, but I bid my time for a little too long. Before I had a chance to intervene, a knife was buried in her side. So I did what I did best. From the shadows, I struck. One, two, three grown men on the floor. My own knife plunged into the neck of one, the artery of another, and the last one's eye. I'd have carried on kicking and punching long after they were down. The red mist came over me, and when I was done, they were left, teeth scattered, blood-stained, dead. My knife clattered onto the floor, the blood beginning to stain her white dress as it ran from her side. The lady, God, that lady, looked at me with those big eyes. I couldn't stand it. She looked like a scared animal. I should have called the ambulance. I should have taken it to see Mario. Someone to make this right. But it was too late. And those eyes. Those goddamn eyes. I kissed her before she had the chance to thank me. Her mouth tasted like light. Like youth and oblivion to the world. I should have left it. I should have done anything but what I did. But the taste of light hungered me, desperate to devour her naivete. I just kept going. My hands ran up her side, up those dress and those hips. Blood fell, but I couldn't stop. Before I could think, I had her. Her body, hot and bloody against the hands in the cool breeze. The gasp she gave to me growing heavier and heavier. I should have stopped. I should have saved her. Ran as fast as I could to help. But my hands only went upwards, groping and exploring every inch of my damsel in distress. She looked at me with those eyes as I tweaked her nipple. She was as hungry as I was, a deer somehow desperate to be devoured by a lion. She kissed me back, pressing her body into me in my hands. I knew how much pain she must have been in. My lips brushed her neck still, her collarbones trying to savor every inch of her. Her perfume was my own personal heroin, the sweet spice only making my mouth water more. The scent of blood was overwhelming, the sharp metallic smell hung in the air, but that sweetness prevailed. It only made me less able to stop myself. I could feel those hips, those beautiful hips, pressing into mine. I couldn't deny her or myself the pleasure of feeling her any longer. I slipped a hand into her underwear, warm and dripping. Her eyes glinted with something darker now. I could see the fear, the pain, it was evident. But the shock faded. It was replaced by a look I will never forget, but will never understand. I only heard her voice once, and as she gave me that look, she gasped one word. Please. I didn't need another word to oblige, my hand desperately rubbing the heat burning within her. I needed to taste. I needed to take every inch of her light. She wrapped her arms and legs around me, slamming herself into the cold brick wall behind her. I knew it must have killed. It gave me the chance to slide a finger inside her, my knuckles slick with blood and sweat. She threw her head back, her moans filling the tiny alleyway. We kissed and kissed, unable to take my mouth away from the sweetest taste I'd ever experienced. Her dress, already stained with blood, turned darker as she dripped down her thighs. It was as if she'd never needed anything more, just as I had felt. My other hand grabbed the back of her hair, scared she would break her skull from how hard she was throwing her head back. I pulled her closer, my hand thrusting into her ever-growing heat. My fingers curled as her toes did, those soft moans growing louder and louder. Her hips rocked against me, trying to feel every bit of my fingers inside her. I pulled away from her so I could see those goddamn eyes while she lost herself to me. I watched them for every second that she shook, her body convulsing and thrusting against me was irrelevant. All I saw were those big eyes rolling back into her head and filling with tears of ecstasy and pain. Filled with pleasure, filled with confusion, and still trying to process what had happened to her, those eyes. Even as I put her down, feeling the wetness that covered her dress, I couldn't stop looking at her eyes. She looked around, weakly, seeing the bodies that littered the alleyway, and almost looked as if she was going to speak. I wish I could have known what she was going to say. I wish I could have seen further into those eyes, seen the thorns forming behind them. But before she had a chance, the blood she was losing became too much, collapsing to the floor. Her legs shaking from orgasm probably didn't help. Her breathing became more shallow, those eyes losing their twinkle. But I couldn't watch as I couldn't see that they lost all life. I wished I could do something, anything. But a life with me would have been far more painful than a death without. I let go of the back of her neck, knowing it would soon go limp. I walked back into the shadows. With one last look behind me, I saw all the chaos that I had created. A mess. Only I could create. The bodies of attackers and victims alike. The death that only I could bring to the life behind those eyes. So I left. I've tried to shake the image for longer than I've been trying to find out who she was. And now, here I stand.